One of the things that I hold as a very firm principle is that the spiritual world mirrors the material world and vice versa. And so we can learn a lot just by looking at nature. That's why today I wanted to record this video outside. So for instance, one of the things that we can learn about nature is that everything that we do affects it. We're learning this about pollution and the world and the environment. In fact, to a degree where people don't even want to hear about it anymore. But the truth is, everything that we do affects everyone else. For instance, here in Texas the other day, there were some wildfires, I don't even know where, and the whole city of Houston was affected by it. And that led me to reflect on spiritual realities. My friends, today, my name is Alvaro, and this is the channel Uniquely Mirror, and we are on day 20, and we are reflecting on the souls in purgatory that are there because of us. So can you imagine the natural world and how much we affect other people through pollution and decisions and all that? Can you imagine how much more sensitive the spiritual world is? We probably don't even want to think about it. We want to pretend that nothing's happened. And often people will excuse themselves so quickly and they'll simply say, well, you know, I haven't killed anybody. I haven't done this. But we're looking very superficially. So a few questions for us to ask. First of all, how many people have we directly led away from heaven or towards hell, or otherwise we've led them into purgatory? And probably the most important one that we need to think about is, what about all those people that we could have led into heaven, but because of our indecision, because of us not doing anything, because of us not saying something or not praying how much we could have, they are in purgatory now? We don't think about that. We don't think about the person that we run across in the supermarket, in the restaurant, online, or in church, or anywhere, let alone the people that God prompts us to in our hearts. Hey, pray for that person. Hey, pray for that other person. There are so many people. Can you imagine when you arrive at the judgment seat? Let's imagine that Jesus has said, yes, you will be in heaven with me, and you're going to spend such and such amount of time in purgatory. But can you imagine when he shows you that number, the number of people where Jesus will say, these many people went to purgatory and could have gone to heaven had you only spoken up? So that's something for us to think about, something for us to consider. So my friends, ask the Holy Spirit to show you in your heart so that you can take a healthy responsibility. And then offer this day as a day of reparation, a day of atonement, a day of making satisfaction for these things, where we pray for those that are in purgatory because it was our fault. We don't do this with guilt. We don't do this with fear. We do this out of sincere love for them, and with the change that we will not be like this again, that we will take our role more seriously, that we will realize just how much of an impact we can have on other people's spiritual life. My friends, God bless you. Keep persevering. We are almost there. We are learning so much. I will see you tomorrow, day 21, in the next video.